Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. Have you got color in your cheeks? Say cheese. That's what the Columbia-based Nanova Biomaterials Incorporated is doing after the Food and Drug Administration approved their first product, a dental varnish, in October. Missouri Business Alert's Caitlin Rounds and Yiju Wang report on the company and its plans for growth.
Would you prefer it like this?
I do like that.
So like have this come off of here? This would come off of here like a little bit longer, not quite as long.
That's the sound of Nanova Biomaterials employees testing the sturdiness of an artificial joint. The Columbia startup develops dental, orthopedic, and surgical products with the help of nanotechnology, which means materials are modified at molecular and atomic levels. Starbright Fluoride Dental Varnish, the company's first product, was approved by the Food and Drug Administration in October. The company is an offshoot of Nanova Incorporated, which started in 2007. 7 years later, Nanova Biomaterials is hoping 3 to 4 more of its products get FDA approval within the next year. Hao Li, president and co-founder of Nanova Biomaterials, says having a strong team of doctors, scientists, and engineers has helped the company get started. Li is also an associate professor at the University of Missouri College of Engineering, where he led the Nanostructured and Biomedical Materials Laboratory. He says his background in academia has helped him create and cultivate new technology.
As a professor, I can develop technology by myself. I can get friends, colleagues developing cool things together. It's very easy for me to communicate with other professors as a professor. So if they have good technology, I know how to talk to them, how to approach them.
Li says his company struggled to get funding for the first few years. But in 2013, Nanova Biomaterials received $7 million from Chinese venture capital firm Summit View Capital. The company also qualified for more than $500,000 from the Missouri Quality Jobs Program through the Missouri Department of Economic Development. The company faces competition from other developers like 3M, which also has a plant in Columbia. However, Li says he views the competition as more of an opportunity for collaboration.
We and our competitors are working together to deliver better product to the industry or to doctors or patients. I consider them more like collaborators instead of competitors. But in the meanwhile, we want to do better and better.
Andrew Ritz, a senior research scientist for Nanova and Nanova Biomaterials, works on a variety of projects, like developing dental adhesive. He says creating products that can change healthcare is a satisfying way to work with new technology.
Getting something FDA approved is one step, but also improving patients' lives and finding something that can make a doctor's life easier when they're working with a patient, or a dentist's life easier when they're working with a patient is a great sense of accomplishment if we're able to achieve that.
Li says in the long run, he hopes to grow the company's reach into different medical areas. Now that Starbright is in production, he wants to secure Nanova Biomaterials in the dental materials market.
We just want initially to take a very small percentage of market share. That would be, you know, good enough for us, you know, at the very beginning. But eventually, we want to grow big. We want to, you know, if our products are better, we think it to the patient's benefits to have our product used by more people.
For now, though, Li says his goal is to get FDA approval for more of Nanova Biomaterials products and to start bringing in revenue. To learn more about the nanotechnology behind Nanova Biomaterials, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb flying kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Price dips at the gas pumps across the U.S. mean Missouri is seeing some of the nation's lowest rates. Missouri Business Alert's Krista Corrigan speaks with Douglas Harbrick, director of new media for personal finance and business futures publication Kiplinger, about the effects of the gas price plunge and what it means for drivers' wallets and the economy as a whole. Gas prices across the U.S. have been falling. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge report for Wednesday, November 12th, the national average is around $2.93, down from around $3.20 a year ago. As for Missouri, the average price is at $2.74, down from about $2.81 a year ago. From July to October, the state experienced the sharpest decrease in gas prices nationally, with a 17% drop in prices. So, how much do these saved pennies matter? Douglas Harbrick, director of new media for Kiplinger, the personal finance and business forecast publisher, says over time benefits from low prices can add up.
It may not seem like a lot of money, but if you have an extra $10 to $20 in your pocket after filling up your car every 2 weeks, that's just more money that can be pumped into the economy to purchase more consumer goods, for saving, for investing.
Harbrick says between the lower gas prices and the strength of the U.S. dollar, there should be positive effects on the economy as a whole.
Dollar's about the strongest it's ever been, which helps with exports of American goods and services overseas. It helps with tourism and with travel, Americans wanting to travel more. These are all things that will result in good things for the economy.
With the holiday season approaching, lower gas prices and an economic boost could benefit consumers. For Harbrick's full interview on personal finance, the media industry, and more, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com.
You know I'm bad at communication. It's the hardest thing for me to do, and it's the most important part that relationships will go through.
Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.
You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, and not intentionally. You know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know that you're gonna be okay anyway.